This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So tomorrow, the 13th, Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation will host an invitation-only celebration at the Armory in Minneapolis, just blocks from where we are, with supporters from all around the country. Rob Lowe, who's 34 years sober and has been outspoken about that, will serve as the MC. This private Still Breaking Through gala will honor the organization's history while raising funds to advance its vital mission and expand its ecosystem support, reading part of their release. Amanda, I've talked to you a number of times before, but it's been a few years, is the president and CEO of Hazelden and Betty Ford Foundation. It's Dr. Joseph Lee, and he's kind enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Doctor, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. What is the significance of tomorrow night when you think about this organization, which started in 1949, at the time, I believe I have this right, helping out men dealing with alcohol, and obviously it's expanded significantly beyond that reach?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, first off, it's great speaking with you again. It's an honor to be on to celebrate this moment with the entire Minnesota community, because our experiment that turned into a miracle in the recovery communities wouldn't have happened without so many brave partners in the state of Minnesota who were able to see that people with addiction did not have a moral failing and that they needed dignified medical treatment. As you mentioned, in 1949, the world was very different. And I know in modern times, we look at all the problems we have. We still have major problems with overdoses and fentanyl. But for a moment, if we can also think about the progress. In 1949, hospitals didn't want people with addiction. Nobody wanted it. Everybody thought addiction was a moral failing. And a group of brave people banded together a small sum of money to buy a farm out in Center City, Lindstrom, Minnesota. And the farm was named after the Powers family. There was a member of the Powers family named Hazel. So the farm was called Hazel's Den.
Okay.
That's
I didn't know
name
that.
Comes from Hazelden. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that farm, which became a sanctuary for people who had nowhere else to go, who were feeling tremendous shame, stigma, and discrimination, blossomed into this beautiful movement. And so that's the spirit that we celebrate this weekend with. It's a spirit of gratitude for the entire community that allowed us to flourish.
In your last answer, Joe, you talked about all the progress and all the areas where there has been greater acceptance, but you used the word stigma. And, Doctor, you must have to face that, and individuals have to face that when they're dealing with addiction every single day, acknowledging that we're in immensely better shape than we were 5 years ago, let alone 75 years ago. What do you think still is the biggest stigma that individuals have to face when they're struggling with their addiction?
I think they face tremendous stigma on two fronts. One is kind of on the moral realm. And in some ways, this is understandable because lots of unfortunate things that have moral gravity happen on the route to addiction. Car accidents, episodes of violence, things that you don't want, overdoses, neglect. You know, there's a lot of things that happen. So I understand why the stereotype exists. But the root cause of it is a medical condition that can be treated, and these people transform. That's what the statistics say. So they face personal stigma. They're not accepted like a person who just has depression or who has diabetes. Yeah. And then they face system-wide stigma and discrimination in that if you go to any hospital, and we've talked about this over the years, if you go to a beautiful hospital and you have a mental health or substance use condition and you say, where are your services? You get sent to the back annex. Or you get sent to the basement. You don't go to the fancy parts. And so in the medical system, the reimbursement, the resources, where the location and access points for substance use services are, basically tell people you're a second-class citizen with a second-class illness. And we've made a lot of progress, but there's still a long ways to go in that mission to dignity.
Let's stay with the insurance side, because all of us have a story, right? Whether it's a health issue that we're facing, a family member, a friend. Where are we now with mental health and addiction and insurance? And you're right. I mean, you live this every day, so I know you're 100% right about it's not equal. But it's better. But how far behind still is coverage and opportunities when we're talking addiction and mental health?
Yeah, things are better, and I think the right spirit is the spirit of partnership. That's how we have always approached things. So when we talk to hospitals, when we talk to healthcare insurance providers, it's always been a spirit of partnership. We value their partnership because they allow us to give more and more people access to help. Where there are still barriers are, you know, if you have chest pain, you don't have to prove that you have probable heart attack before you go to the emergency room. But in the world of addiction, you almost have to prove to people that the problem is bad enough before you can get help. And so there's still a lot of unintentional discriminatory things that are in place. And so you might have somebody who calls us on a Friday. We're trying to get verification of benefits. And they have to wait the weekend until the office comes up because we have to prove the case that they are sick enough to come in for care. So that's just one example. But I will say, hearts are changing. We have really good partnerships with all the major insurers in the state. We just started to partner with Medica, and so we are committed to working with them. And so I think it's really important that this is not a good guy bad guy thing. We're all in it together. We're all trying to solve the same problem. No one entity can solve the problem. We have to work together. And so there's a lot of long ways to go, but we are making progress.
Dr. Joseph Lee is with us. He's the president and CEO of Hazel and Betty Ford Foundation, celebrating 75 years in its existence, highlighted by an invitation-only event tomorrow at the Armory, hosted by Rob Lowe. They're going to raise a lot of money and help out a lot of people. I know you added the partnership with Betty Ford 10 years ago. I want you to put in perspective just how big your organization is. I think some people might think, okay, it's just Minnesota. But I want you to tell people all the ways you're reaching out to folks and just the power and the breadth of trying to help people out in the myriad of ways you do.
Yeah, you know, the merger with Betty Ford was huge. Historically, Mrs. Ford was one of those people who stood up in the late 70s, early 80s to talk not just about breast cancer, which at that time nobody talked about breast cancer for some reason.
Yeah.
And
think about that, how far we've come, that you couldn't talk breast cancer, and that's not that far away.
No, and it's almost bizarre when you think about it now. And people didn't talk about recovery and because of the shame, and she was a public person that spoke. And when she stood up, millions of Americans felt seen. I still run into people who met Mrs. Ford one time or saw her on TV and were inspired for a lifetime by her work. And so that's been tremendous. But we have always at our core thought of ourselves as a social reform movement, not a treatment center. People, you know, because of the stigma, think about celebrities and rehab and all the things they see in the movies. We have a publishing arm. Our intellectual property powers most of the treatment industry. We have evidence-based curriculum. We have a graduate school. We pump out mental health and substance use counselors throughout the continuum, because you know there's a shortage of mental health workers everywhere.
Yeah.
We have family and children services. We have a consultation arm. We have a Butler Center for Research that verifies that our outcomes are good every single year with Fidelity and does research with Mayo and Harvard. So we do so many things fundamentally to change hearts and minds, to create movement. It's not just about the treatment aspect. And we have many national locations that do treatment, but we are advocating for government policies. We advocate so that there's reciprocity, so that counselors in one state can get licensed in another state. There are so many things that that we do that we believe our mission calls us to do, that our founders call us to do, that doesn't show up in the bottom line, that isn't about treating people. And that, I think we want to take this opportunity to kind of note that it's people at the tip of the iceberg see the treatment, and that's great. And that's what we're known for as the gold standard. But there's so much more to this mission of dignity than that.
I had no idea. I'm glad I asked that question, because I had no idea that you reach out in so many different ways. We're talking to Dr. Joseph Lee, president and CEO of Hazelden Betty Ford, and just the enormous power and the endless amount of ways where they're trying to reach out. I think I saw in prepping for this interview, read a number of stories. Is the number right that at the various places, including through Zoom and actual places, that you treated maybe around 23,000 people last year? Is that the ballpark figure?
Yeah, I think the numbers fluctuate between 22 to 25,000. But if you think about the impact, the people who pick up our books, the people who are trained through our content, the people who have benefited from advocacy efforts or programs that we've set up, recovery communities that we've seeded anonymously across the country, we feel kind of really blessed to be have been at the epicenter of a lot of those conversations. And so, yeah, I think it's about 22 to 25,000 people that we impact directly through our treatment. But it's the overall impact. It's moving the conversation that's really important. And so, and there's more to do. We want to grow. We want to serve more people. We want to prove to the world that people with addiction can get world-class care and that they have good outcomes. Because a lot of people believe people with addiction don't get good outcomes, and that's not true. You know, they may require multiple attempts at various levels of care, outpatient therapy or whatever. But if you actually follow the data longitudinally over a long period of time, outcomes are much better than diabetes or heart disease or other chronic conditions.
And how much has that changed the last 10, 20 years?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, personally, like at our site, our outcomes have gotten better because we've invested more in other ways to supplement, you know, care, digital products and all that. I think the opioid epidemic has been really hard for everybody in the entire country, no matter what evidence-based curriculum you're coming up with. But we are getting better. The measurements are getting better. The personalization of care is getting better. And this has required partnerships. You know, we are a nonprofit, and so we don't have investors, is what that means. And so we've had philanthropists and lots of partners in research and academia who've helped us get better. For example, we just completed a research study with Mayo researching a drug called acamprosate, which is for alcohol cravings. And they have a very fancy brain lab, you know, that we're too small to have powered. But those kinds of partnerships advance the field and in the end will improve those outcomes that you're speaking about.
Last thing, when individuals are approaching whether it's here in town or all across the country. I think people are going to think of mental health. They're going to think of alcohol and certain drugs. Is there an emerging problem over the last few years, and that's subjective enough, I don't know if it's 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it might be, that you and your trained specialists see that maybe we in the public are not talking about when individuals need help from a great facility like yours?
Yes, that is such an excellent question. And surprisingly, the answer is not some new drug coming down the pike. The answer is I am really troubled by the erosion of community in our society. Mm. I am deeply troubled by the erosion of community in our society. The bedrock, the magic of Hazeld and Betty Ford is community. The skills, the science and stuff is all there. But a little bit different than the mental health world where you might get treatment for depression and you go about your way. Community, belonging, volunteerism, the empathic connection is so vital to recovery. And we've known this in the recovery community forever. Look all around us in society. We are living in some unfortunate paradox where technology and social media and everything connects us more. We have more activities, but we are more isolated, yeah, more lonely than ever before. And all the community spaces are eroding. And it's also a moment, and this is why I celebrate the Minnesota community, where I think the recovery community can teach the rest of society, like, this is the missing component. It's not just medications and therapy. It's not just these activities. There is a sense of belonging. We have to get to a place where, regardless of views, regardless of whatever, we are all Americans. We are all people. There has to be some common ground, and that's something that recovery communities understand fundamentally, and I think that is the biggest problem right now.
Dr. Lee, I get a chance to interview a lot of people over the years, and every time we get a chance to talk, I come away so much more informed about this important topic and also just heartened that we have people like you and our community and this great organization. A most sincere thank you for coming on. Congratulations on what you're doing, and keep it going. And I hope tomorrow at the Armory goes extraordinarily well, and you raise a lot of money so you can continue to help out so many people all across the globe.
Thank you. I'm grateful to you and grateful to the entire Minnesota community.
Dr. Joseph Lee, President and CEO of Hazeld and Betty Ford Foundation here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.